Well, boys, big news just come through from regarding Brady Crouch, the Adelaide Crow. Brad Crouch, now Roo and Burnburn, he's chosen yes. St Kilda as his preferred destination next season. He's off to St Kilda.
Oh, no. Yeah, what? Well, we all thought it was probably going to be Geelong or there was a sniff of Richmond.
Richmond, Essendon, Burn.
Yeah.
Well, so, Rupert, what does that
funny.
Mean?
A couple of weeks ago on the couch when St Kilda got knocked out by Richmond, Both Jonathan Brown and Nick Riewoldt said that why aren't St Kilda going for Brad Crouch? They need more depth in their midfield. Yeah. And if you look at it from that perspective, it actually makes sense.
Mm. It does.
Put him in next to Jack Steele, Zach Jones, and a couple of young guys coming through. That completes them a little bit. Well, they're good down back, good up front with Ben King or like the young King. Coming through, like Tim Membry, Ford. They've got Jade Gresham on the ground up there. So Butler was in the All-Australian squad. I just feel like that this might complete the St Kilda side. And they were good this year. Add him to that, Roo.
Well, if they get him for nothing, this is where the discussions that will happen from now on. So do they offer a big enough deal where Adelaide don't match, whether they're happy with the compensation that they get from St Kilda. So St Kilda could get him for nothing, just whatever wage they offer him. Whereas if they offer him, you know, low end, think they're going to get him cheap, then Adelaide can match and then you have to trade. Now, I think St Kilda have only got their late first round pick for him.
Okay.
So that'll be the discussion. Now, that's what will have to happen. Both clubs get together and work out what happens.
What happens? So what categorises that, Roo? So you're saying
how do you work out the compensation?
Yeah, and how much money? So what puts him, say, a first round pick after? So it'll be pick two. Puts him in the second round?
This is the frustrating thing for footy clubs, Burn. So there's no set formula. There's no document you can get from the AFL to say if he gets this and this, you'll get that.
Yep.
Okay. It's a bit of a an AFL formula that they use. Generally speaking, to get a first round pick, you need to have 4 to 5 years on north of $750. Right? So you don't get that easy.
Yeah.
Anything less than that, you might get at the end of the first round or the start of the second, and then down from there. So let's just say if it was 3 years at $600. You'd be getting an end of second round pick. So there's a lot at stake here for Adelaide fans. Great for Brad if he gets a long-term deal, if that's what he wants, if that's his number one thing in his career, to get to a successful club and a long-term contract, then he could be happy as well.
Will Adelaide match the offer from St Kilda?
Well, we don't know what the offer is.
Yeah, but when it does come through.
Well, it depends what the offer is.
What's the order? So the offer comes from
St Kilda.
St Kilda.
Yep.
So say it's 4 years at $650, then Adelaide obviously find out about that. You don't know what your compensation pick is until the deal's done.
Well,
or do you find out what it's going to be and you make a decision on that? Or how does that work? Because you can't match something that you don't know.
That's right. We're speaking in hypotheticals here. Forget Brad Crouch for a minute. Yep. Let's just say any player. So, yeah, you'd get your deal from the other club. You'd work out whether you want to keep that player. If you wanted to keep him, you'd work out whether you can afford him. And if both those things work, you can match. And then at that point, then you've got to start going to the opposition club. And if the player says, no, I actually don't want to stay here. I want to go there. Well, then you have to work out a trade.
Yeah,
I'm a bit flat, you know, because he's the best and fairest at the Adelaide Crows. It's tough, but obviously you guys have seen this coming and you're prepared for it.
It's a business on both sides.
Yeah,
the player wants long term and money and all that sort of stuff. So
Brett Bratton's had a lot of conversations with young Brad Crouch too. So no doubt that got him over the line.
What do you mean?
Well, they've had multiple conversations.
Since when?
Well, that's just what is reported.
Have you been saying that?
Not at all. Not at all.
But you know that. So this has been in the pipeline for a while.
Well,
you've been saying Richmond. You've been saying Geelong.
Yeah, I have. Gold
you haven't
Coast.
Said anything about St Kilda. Have you been keeping that quiet?
No, I haven't. Not at all.
Yes, you have.
No,
you just said he's had multiple conversations.
Yeah, that's what it's reported here. It's understood. Brett Ratton on the article that's come out has had multiple conversations with Crouch.
Well, that's not to be surprised. I mean, Chris Scott said he'd been speaking to Jeremy Cameron.
So there you go.
Mm. Not allowed to, though, are you, Roo?
Yes, you are allowed to.
You are,
I think everyone does it.
Everyone does it.
No, but are you allowed to? I don't think you are.
You know,
until the grand final is finished.
Rule anyway.
It is. So there you go. Big news coming out of Westlake. So make sure we get something good for him.
It's not my decision. It's what he gets paid from the opposition.
Okay.
And make sure St Kilda pay him plenty.
Yes. And you're right. Jack Steele, Seb Ross, Dan Hennery. Jade Gresham, Zach Jones, Bradley Hill.
What about all that?
That's who he was going into, that midfield group you're talking about moving forward for St Kilda.
Oh, well, James Gallagher, the list manager at St Kilda, is doing a good job.
Jeez, Gags. We're going to try and get Gags back? Anyway, there you go. That's the breaking news coming out of the Adelaide Crows, chaps. Well done. Thanks, Roo, for sticking around.
That's all right. I'll put the invoice in.